From Ireland now to Cancun, Mexico, where there is an unexpected air of compromise at this year's Global Climate Summit. Last year's summit in Copenhagen ended in a weak agreement and recrimination between the United States and China. They're the world's two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases, and the sniping has continued ever since. Huge differences remain over how to share the burden of fighting climate change. A global treaty to limit greenhouse pollution is still nowhere in sight, but the U.S., China, and other key countries seem to be trying to build a bridge among the gaps among some smaller steps. The BBC's Richard Black is in Cancun this week. He says there are three main issues on the table.
One is what's called MRV, monitoring, reporting, and verification. And this is basically how country A can know that country B is doing what it actually promised to do. In the context of that US-China relationship, which proved so toxic at Copenhagen, it's really that the US wants to see that China is doing whatever it promises to do. That's been very difficult in China. They have seen some of the moves that have been put forward as an invasion of sovereignty. There is possibility of a compromise. India put forward a proposal that everyone's looking at. So that's one. A second is what happens to the Kyoto Protocol. Japan came out very strongly at the beginning of this meeting and said it would not be prepared to accept further emission cuts under the Kyoto Protocol. But developing countries are absolutely insistent that the protocol goes forward. Now, how that resolves itself is another really big issue. And I think the third issue is financing. At Copenhagen, there came forward this plan of raising $100 billion per year by 2020 for the rich world to help the poor on climate issues. But how is that money going to be raised? How is it going to be channeled? These are all things that are going to be debated here over the next few days.
Copenhagen was generally a disappointment for those who had hoped for a strong global agreement to succeed the Kyoto Protocol. You were talking about Kyoto there and the expectations right now, which are lower. But I wonder, in the end, what might actually be achieved this week in Cancun, specifically about Kyoto, but also beyond that.
The main thing is really countries need to see that some of these very difficult issues can be overcome. They need to feel that other countries are participating in this process constructively. Copenhagen was a huge, huge disappointment to many. It was a very toxic event, real big standoffs between different groups of countries, huge fracture lines. Countries need to see that those fracture lines actually can be overcome, that people really want to overcome them. And if they do that, then I think you can look forward to a year of fairly busy diplomacy with the aim of achieving something legally binding. Whether that can be done this week, very, very difficult to tell.
In the differences between Cancun and Copenhagen, do you detect differences in tone, how people are speaking to each other, how much is happening in public versus in backroom deals? I mean, can you give us a good comparison?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm talking to you now looking out over a scene of a relaxed scene where people are sitting around on coffee tables having a chat here and there in the sunshine. And that slightly more relaxed feel pervades the meeting here. There isn't the pressure. Copenhagen was, you know, an immensely tense event. Also, Copenhagen was bedeviled really by the fact that there was a process going on behind closed doors with an invited group of countries that other countries and observers didn't know about to draw up a sort of parallel political agreement, what in the end became the Copenhagen Accord. The Mexican hosts here said right at the beginning they weren't going to do that, they were going to be much more open and inclusive. Now that seems to be happening to a large extent, and I think that alone, plus a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of good food here in Mexico, is playing quite a large part in the very, very different tone that we're seeing here.
I guess a little bit of sunshine goes a long way, doesn't it?
Indeed.
Yes, to grease the wheels. The BBC's Richard Black at the UN Conference on Climate Change in Cancun. Thank you very much, Richard.
My pleasure.